Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited. We have our next series of the Stories of Hope. And this is always such an exciting time for us here at Transformation Talk Radio, and then also at the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group sponsorship, and everyone that is watching these shows. So I'm so honored and grateful that you guys are tuning in on a regular basis and that you're getting inspired. We love bringing these shows to you. So my first guest, she's going to knock our socks off, because when I started looking at her, I said, wow, she's incredible. So, Jacob, if you wouldn't mind putting up that website, Educate, Inspire, Lead, that really caught my eye. It was definitely crystal clear, and it matches her name, Crystal. Crystal Harrell is here, and she is a number one best-selling author. Les Brown speaker trained, so that's all good, and a certified coach. She's currently pursuing her PhD in public health at Yale University and serves part-time as an Army Medical Service officer. As an academic success coach, Crystal helps students successfully navigate through higher education using her virtual coaching business, Crystal Clear Innovation. And Crystal's ultimate goal is to raise awareness of the potential we all have as human beings to show that it is possible to rise against all odds and live out your wildest dreams. Welcome to the show, Crystal.
Thank you so much for having me, Cornelia. This is honestly the biggest honor.
Oh my God. I feel the same way when I was looking at what you're doing, what you're up to, how clear your messaging is. This is so inspiring, especially nowadays when we really need that clear focus and be, you know, determined to rise above all of the things that have been, that plagued us and that, you know, had us limited. So there's something about you that you're seeing out there of what is driving you. What is your why? What is your reason? So what is that?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, by the way. Part of the reason why I got started was because I was seeing a lot of students like me slip through the cracks in higher education. And I figured out that there was a system to becoming a successful student. And a part of that system was figured out through the series of me asking questions. I went to educators, I went to mentors. I knew that as a first-gen low-income student, there was a lot that I didn't know about the process about being a successful student. Coming from someone who, you know, I was able to get, you know, over $670,000 in scholarship funding, but I also failed a course. So I realized that the money part of, you know, getting a degree, about going to school, that was only a piece of it. But there was another side about being successful in higher education. And there were people that were placed in my path that really helped me figure that out. And that's the only reason why I was able to get to Yale. And so I decided, you know, after becoming a certified coach, that I was going to use everything that I knew. I was going to use my story to help students basically become more successful. I wanted them to see that I wasn't special. There was nothing very special about me other than the fact that I just chose to ask questions. And so, you know, they may not recognize that there's always opportunity and failure, but I wanted to be that source of hope and inspiration for them. And so that's why I started Crystal Clear Innovation.
That's clear. That's clear. Wow. That was so power-packed with everything that you said. So basically now you're asking questions. You're educating by asking questions. So I'm inspired by that. Tell me a little bit more about that, and maybe even ask our audience right now some of the questions that you would actually ask people.
Yeah, so that's a good question. What I'll do is I'll, you know, like paint the picture, just paint the scenario. And the reason why I kind of got into this, when I was little, I would always get in trouble for asking too many questions. I actually had to sit in the corner when I was in grade school because I was always asking questions. And that was something that, you know, I was very aware of. But my sister always tells me, you don't know what you don't know. And so if I don't know anything, I'm not going to sit there and pretend that I do. So I'm going to ask the person who looks like they know. And so when I was applying for graduate school, my first year out of undergrad, I was applying for graduate school, and I knew that this was something that I wanted. My dad was my first educator before he passed away, and I knew that that passion was inside of me for teaching and for learning. And so what I did was, when I was applying to graduate school, I got rejected from every single program that I applied to, every single one, and I was devastated. It hurt because my self-worth was so tied to how I performed academically that I thought I was a failure. And we know now that, you know, your self-worth has nothing to do with how many degrees you have or how much money you make. Your self-worth is tied to who you are. And so I realized that, okay, well, I'm failing. Like, obviously, there's something I don't know about getting into graduate school, about being successful when it comes to, you know, being a great applicant or being a competitive applicant. So I started to ask the people who were on admissions committees. I started to ask professors who had their PhD. I started to go to people, other graduate students, and I asked them, like, what did you do? What's the best thing I can do to be a competitive applicant, to be a better student? And they gave me the answers. And so every time a student would reach out to me, they were doing the same thing that I was doing. They were just asking me, but I was asking the educators. So I feel like, okay, well, let's just cut out the middleman. Like, I'll just tell you where to go to get your direct answers. And so every time a student would reach out to me, whether that was through Instagram or Facebook, they would always ask me the same thing. How did you do it? What's your story? And so I just tell them, you know, like I said, you don't know what you don't know. So I just tell them the truth. I tell them everything that helped me on my journey. I point them in the right direction. So I tell them, you know, use the resources around you, use your educators, use people who are in these positions who have gone through the process, because there's a concept of modeling that I really enjoy, which is basically just looking at people who have gone to the places that you want to go, and you model their behavior, because I believe in judging a tree by the fruit that it bears. So that's pretty much what I do. I just ask questions from the people who are bearing good fruit, and I share that information.
Well, that's so powerful. That is so powerful that, you know, you're asking the questions of the people that have already gone before you, and you're asking them, which right away they want to give and they want to support you, right? And, you know, as soon as you ask somebody, you know, when you're really curious about how did you get here, and you ask them, they just want to give to you. So that's a powerful strategy. And then to model that archetype and, you know, step into it and move beyond whatever that limitation was, right?
Yes.
That's really, that's really, wow. That's a wow.
Thank you.
That's a wow.
It kind of just felt like the next thing to do. Being someone who was always getting in trouble asking questions, I was like, okay, well, I'll just use this to my advantage in some way.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's like very, you're very resourceful. And, you know, everything that you said, that you were turned down and that you were rejected and that you felt like a failure and that, you know, all the doors were closed, mm-hmm. but nothing stopped you from going after it, right? You were like, you stayed with it and you didn't give up on your dream of, you know, what it is that you wanted to do.
Yes. My dream was all I had, and I knew that education was my ticket out of poverty. I knew that education was something that no one could take away from me, because that's what my dad preached before he passed away. So it was like I had faith in my dream, because it was, that faith was instilled in me when I was very young, and it was just the only thing that I really had to hold on to. So I knew there was no going back, and the rejection kind of fueled my will to keep going.
Do you find, like, you know, like, you look really young to me. So do a lot of people say that to you?
Yeah, but I'm older than I look. I turned 26 this year.
Okay. Well, I was going to say like 20. Okay. So like 18, 20. But you look really young, but do a lot of people, like your peers or people that you meet out there, Do they get inspired by your leadership?
Yeah, because I find that actually, like, my age was something that people kind of gravitated, like the people that I wanted to serve, they kind of gravitated towards, because they saw that, you know, I wasn't someone who was, you know, trying to go back, and I was light years ahead of them, that I was in it with them. And I was trying to pull them up as I was also pulling myself up, because I always thought that I would have to get my PhD before I could help people. Because if I wasn't a doctor, then no one would really look at me, you know, again, tying myself to my degree. But then I realized that, you know, I actually was, even though I was still in it, even though I'm still following my dreams, I'm still pursuing my dreams, that made it easier for people to relate to me, to my peers to relate to me, because they're also in the same boat. Like I said, there's no difference between me and them. The only difference is I'm willing to ask questions, and what I know, they know. And so I just share it with them. And I feel like they're less intimidated maybe by me, because I'm not a professor. I feel like sometimes people find it intimidating to go to professors, and so I'm just like, okay, yeah, like I'll tell you, it's, you know, I'm very down to earth. I try to maintain that authenticity when I speak to students, because I'm still a student too.
Yeah. And you're such a wonderful guest. I definitely want to bring you on other podcasts. So if you're open to being invited to speak on other shows as well. But I want everybody now to go and download the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app on their phones. So go to the App Store or go to the Play Store and type in KS Media, M-E-D-I-A Group app, and download that on your phone, because you're going to see that I feature the world's best leading influencers on that app. Create your free account and get a free ebook and go and sign up for that. And I want to tell the audience right now where they can go to learn more about you. Let's get your social media handles and also your website. Let's say all of that out.
Yes, thank you so much. I would be honored to come back. I think you're an awesome interviewer as well. This space feels so like just authentic and very, very pure. So I appreciate that. And my email, well, the email that I use is contactme@crystalclearinnovation.com. But the best way to reach me is on my Instagram, and my handle is crystalharrell_. And if you just shoot me a DM, I would be, you know, glad to answer any questions. I also do weekly lives on my Instagram, so I try to provide as much content. I share every interview that I'm featured on. I share that on my social media platforms as well, because I really believe in just giving more in value than we actually can receive in monetary value. So I just really believe in just pumping out information, because it's not the information that makes people, you know, able to move forward, but it's the application. So I try to share that on my social media platforms.
Yeah, you're speaking the truth. You're speaking the truth. You're educating, you're inspiring, you're leading, just like your website says. I want to thank you so much for having such a courageous spirit and being such a beautiful role model out there in the world for our young people and also us older people. However, I you know, I'm young at spirit, so it's all good. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on today, Crystal Harrell. I want to, you know, again, I'm going to be talking to you again, and yes, we'll be seeing you on other podcasts as well. Thank you for coming on. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Are you ready to move? Join me, Jenny C. Cohen, on my show, Dance to Heal, Transformation Through Movement, and learn how movement through dance can heal you. I am an award-winning performer, mother of two, comedian, and creator of Dance to Heal Wellness. Tune in every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more or work with me, visit JennyCCohen.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is tuning in from around the world, Belgium. It's 9 o'clock in the evening there. I just love technology, and I love that we can connect via the internet and bring you these incredible stories. So my guest is Lucia Montanaro, and she is a life transformation strategic intervention coach and trained by the world-renowned leader in the field. Now, who doesn't know Tony Robbins? I don't know. He's been around for a while, and he's changed many, many lives. So I say that she was trained by the best. Prior to focusing on guiding women to living fulfilling lives, realizing their full potential, Lucia contributed to improving the lives of people across the globe, developing strategies for bringing peace, clarity, well-being, and fulfillment to those in conflict and affected countries. Well, that's admirable work. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Cornelia, and I'm very excited to be here. And indeed, great that we can be so connected. It brings that oneness.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I love, so, you know, you got started being trained by Tony Robbins. Tony's been around for a long time for those of us that, you know from back in the day. So how do you, you know, what got you started in that direction, and how do you help others today?
Thank you. Yes. I mean, now I was very lucky to be trained for several years by Tony Robbins. And effectively, my mission is to help women leaders at the crossroads of their lives who are feeling frustrated and hungry for change to design and experience a fulfilling life with clarity, confidence, and direction. And to answer your question, I'd like to share a little bit about my story, my personal story, and what was the defining moment on my journey. And hopefully that will inspire and be helpful for some of the people listening in today. So first of all, I'd like to ask, I mean, is anyone listening today, have you ever felt frustrated? Have you ever felt overwhelmed? Have you ever felt that the direction that your life was taking was one that you really didn't want and that you were very worried about the future? Well, that was definitely my case several years ago. And so I was at this stage where I was at a crossroads of my life where everything in my life was going, felt like it was going wrong. So whether it was my health, my finances, my work, my relationships, I mean, I basically felt like I was banging my head against the wall. And so, I mean, there was several different factors, but to mention a few, I was being harassed and attacked by a toxic narcissist, and it was to very serious levels. And some of you maybe on this call may know what that means or feels like. I mean, basically, he would derive his joy from giving me pain. And so I really felt it in my bones, and it crippled me so much so that I actually got very seriously ill in my uterus, and where the prognostics from the doctors were very, very scary. And I became in very serious debt to a situation where I was worried about being able to keep a roof over my head and keep feeding my children. So a combination of factors that made me feel stuck, that made me feel frustrated, that made me feel not understood, that made me feel overwhelmed. And maybe some of you can relate, but basically at one point I just said, enough is enough. I mean, like, if I continue like this, I'm just going to a train crash and to total destruction. And I mean, I'm part Italian, and in Italian one says basta. So I really said enough, basta. And I decided to ask for a helping hand, mm-hmm. and try and see how I could do things differently, how things could be changed, and went on that transformation journey. And I realized that external people don't define us, and that many people make the mistakes of adopting the way that other people define us, whether it's your partner, your parents, or external people. But that other people's definition is simply a projection of their own reality, of their own identity. And when we get back to connecting to our own inner wisdom, to our own needs and values, and stand tall in our own integrity, and dare, Cornelia, you and I are women, and you know, this whole issue of so many women that play small, and giving everything, sacrificing everything to others, and forgetting about their own needs. And we need to stand tall and own that. So basically, I realized that if I kept doing the same things, I would get the same results. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to change my perspective. I needed to change the way I did things, in order to transform my life. And so basically I took radical responsibility for my own results, for the way my life was, because I decided to focus on the things I could control, because I could keep wishing that someone would stop reacting in a different way, but I had no control over them. I only had control over myself. And that was a major realization, that I was wasting too much energy hoping someone else would change, rather than focusing on me and what it impacted on my health, on my relationships with people I cared with. And so I started trying to take radical responsibility, and I really stress this word of radical responsibility, of my thoughts, of my words, of my emotions, of my actions. And I'm really not saying it's easy, because it's not. Yeah. And it's a journey, and it's a journey that we can continue all our life. But it was incredibly powerful and liberating to take 100% responsibility of my life and realize that my present and future was actually in my hands. So I got the reins of my life back in my hands, and got in the driving seat of my life, and realized how I could actually change things. And of course, I'm learning and growing all the time, and I hope to be learning and growing till I'm 90 years old. But you know, deciding to have that sunniness inside you, and decide what I focus on, and I've managed to totally transform my life, and I'm now 100% healthy, and without any of those radical measures from the doctors. And I have beautiful relationships with the people I care about, and I have the honor of being able to serve and help women across the globe to have fulfilling lives. I mean, I feel incredibly lucky.
That's a huge victory. That is a huge victory that you've fully claimed your power, that you fully claimed your sovereignty, that you're fully standing in your own autonomy, and you said enough. And mm-hmm. so that was not an easy journey, and you did it, and it's a powerful story. I feel like I need to say to you that your niche, one of your niches, is really speaking to the narcissistic abuser. So when you're doing your promotions, that you address that. There's so many women that are in abusive relationships. So I for some reason, that came up really strongly to tell you that. And then let's also let the audience know how they can reach you on your social media. Would you mind sharing your website or where they can find you on your social media, please?
Sure, with pleasure. And so my name is Lucia Montanaro. I can be found both on Facebook, my email. You can directly email me, which is lucia.montanaro.coaching@gmail.com. On LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, I have a website. But I also have two gifts that I would like to give to the audience, if I may. I am holding a free online masterclass on how to have a fulfilling life for those who are hungry for change. And the link is both on the TTR, but also you can contact me to gain.
Let's put the links with the video. So right underneath the video, people can sign up. So I want to thank you so much for coming on today and for inspiring our audience to let us know that you can overcome anything and you can move beyond even if you're in the worst possible relationship.
And that's precisely my message, is that transformation is possible. And I felt it deep in my skin. And so I want everyone to know who feels frustrated about their life, that transformation and changing your life is possible.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lucia.
And thank you.
We want to invite you to stay tuned for the next show, Jenny C. Cohen, and we'll see you again next time. Thank you, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.